Hello and welcome to Ask a Lion, presented by Detroit Medical Center. I'm Tori Petrie, along with tight end Darren Fells. Darren, we tried to find a box for me to stand on for this video because you're quite a bit taller than me, but thanks for coming on Ask a Lion, even though we don't have a box.
No problem. I wish I had brought a box for you or my heels or something, but...
come on, get on top. I mean, at least you have the wider stance going on here to help me out. Maybe I'll stand on my tiptoes here. All right, well, guys, if you aren't familiar with Ask a Lion, this is a segment where you submit your questions on social media and we ask the Lions. So we got some good ones for you here, Darren. This first one is from GoLions87. Hey, it's a nice number there. He wants to know, if you could be any dinosaur, what would you be and why?
I would either be a pterodactyl because I've always wanted to fly. I think pterodactyl's pretty awesome. Wouldn't want to be a brontosaurus. I'm already tall, so I know how that feels. But just be the head of the pack, probably the T-Rex.
I appreciate that you don't want to be taller than you already are.
Yeah, I heard they were massive already, and I'm already massive myself. So just be living as a dinosaur instead of a human, I guess.
So pterodactyl it is. We'll take it. RH Nando 11 wants to know, if Graham Glasgow somehow scores a touchdown, will everyone on the entire team helmet tap him?
I will probably tackle him. I will be so happy for him. I'll ask him after this, if he scores a touchdown, what his celebration would be, because we need to get the big man, because everybody thinks the fat men have the worst celebrations in the world, so we'll try to get that.
Yeah, he claims he doesn't want any part in celebrations, but every time somebody celebrates, he always just gives his little hand tap. You've seen those, right?
Yeah, I have, so I might. Yeah, maybe I'll just do what he does. Yeah, there you go.
I think it would be pretty epic, everybody just head tapping him.
We'll have to get that together. We'll plan on him getting a touchdown this game.
JC6 wants to know, what movie can you watch over and over without getting tired of it?
Let's see. Well, lately I've been watching a lot of Disney because of my daughter. Moana was watched over and over and over.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but I did get tired of that one, so I can't.
Not by choice, not watching it over and over by choice.
It was everyday thing, but I would probably have to say Princess Bride.
Okay.
Classic, love that movie.
Jocko28 wants to know, could any of your teammates beat you in a one-on-one game of basketball?
You didn't even need to finish that question.
You knew where it was going.
Yes, no one could beat me.
Who claims they can?
Everybody that's ever talked about it. I've had conversations with Ebron, and we actually did have a little shoot around, so you can ask him that later. He didn't win.
Okay.
Don Carey has said a few times prior to the season, but everybody that's come up to me says they can beat me, and no.
Pretty confident in that.
No, definitely.
All right, Tobias Sass wants to know, what is the first phone app you open up in the mornings?
First phone app, the alarm clock pops up by itself.
Okay, after the alarm clock, do you have a go-to?
Probably Instagram. It's just habit now. Pop up, wake up, and just click on it.
I feel like it's that for most of us, because that's for me too. It's just like a reflex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just click on it, even if there's nothing, no notifications or anything. I just click on it. Wait, why am I doing it?
It's a weird habit. Okay, last question for you from Scott M. Garrison. He says, I'm very superstitious, so do you think you could dress up as Batman again like you did last week? Probably guaranteed another 2 touchdowns.
I can't guarantee it. I have the costume, but... I technically do every day because I have more Batman shirts than anything. So I do technically dress up as Batman every single day. So.
Was that costume one you brought from home?
No, I had them get it for me because the one I had isn't very great.
Okay, but now you have a great one.
Now I have a great one, so I might just walk around. I'm thinking about, I saw a Batmobile on Let Go for sale, so I might go.
You're a pretty big Batman fan, though.
Yeah, I love Batman. I've seen pretty much every single Batman movie. And yeah.
Nice.
A little bit of a bat nerd, I guess.
I like it. Well, I hope you guys learned something about Darren Fells today. If nothing else, that I'm quite a bit shorter than him. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ask a Lion. Make sure you check the Lion's social media channels to find out who will join me next. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.